It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Gavin Newsom is the Lieutenant Governor of California. Prior to that, Mayor of San Francisco. And he's the author of Citizenville, How to Take the Town Square Digital and Reinvent Government. In the book, the well-known politician looks at how ordinary citizens can use digital tools to dissolve political gridlock and transform American democracy. He recently spoke to 90.5 WESA reporter Kevin Gavin.
Welcome, sir. Good to have you on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Kevin. Grateful to be here.
When did the thought start forming in your mind that government needs to be reinvented? Was it once you took office, maybe as mayor of San Francisco, or maybe were you frustrated prior to that as a founder of several small businesses?
Yeah, I think all of the above, but the real break for me in terms of my consciousness came after the 2008 presidential campaign and that magnificent effort of President Obama with the MyBarackObama.com platform to reconcile this ability of technology to allow people to self-organize. 35,000 self-organizing communities came together supporting that campaign. But what went missing and what ultimately sparked my imagination for this book is once the election was over, all those voices that were amplified to get out the vote and write a check or email a friend to support a cause related to the campaign, those voices were turned off, and we went back to this broadcast model of governing. And so the disconnect is we use technology relatively well to get elected, but we do not use it effectively to govern more effectively.
Interesting. Were they turned off, as you say, or did they think, well, we've done our job, we've elected this man, now we'll sit back and wait?
Yeah, I mean, but this whole idea of government is getting people elected, I think, is something we need to challenge ourselves with. I mean, that's just now the beginning. And people want to engage in two-way conversations. I mean, that was the whole idea of these self-organizing communities that came together, the ability to participate through social networks, to engage in conversations with friends and neighbors, strangers, and advance this notion of this networked intelligence, collective wisdom. And I think people don't want to give that up after Election Day. I think people have a desperate desire to engage in that two-way iterative framework. But we still have a government that operates on this notion of you vote and guys like me decide, this vending machine, as I call it in my book, where you put in your taxes and we as government officials provide limited amount of services, police, fire, healthcare, education, defense, and if you don't like what you get, you'll shake the machine, you'll kick the machine. And that machine thinking is, I think, antiquated, and that framework, I think, needs to be challenged by what's happening with these tools of technology in the private sphere.
So the machine doesn't need to be fixed, it needs to be replaced?
Well, what I'm calling for is a hybrid. I believe in citizenship. I kind of have these old-fashioned ideals. I remember Justice Brandeis's wonderful quote said, in a democracy, the most important office is the office of citizens. But I feel like, as a taxpayer, a citizen myself, not wearing my lieutenant governor or former mayor hat, but I feel like government does things to me. It doesn't necessarily do things with me. I feel more often than not like I'm treated as a subject as opposed to a citizen. And I want to be participatory. I want to co-design the life of my city and my state and this country. I want to feel like my voice has purpose and meaning beyond just once every 2 or 4 years at the voting booth.
With the new technology, you say in your book that people are more engaged with each other via social media, but less so with government. But is that engagement with each other real? Because they don't really know each other like a physical community.
Yeah, I mean, and it goes to your previous question as well. I'm not arguing for an online engagement exclusively. I want to take that online engagement and certainly meet it up offline. And that's why I note this notion of hybrid. But it's interesting, you know, we're 138th now in the world, 138th in the world in voter participation. People have increasingly pulled away. They don't believe us anymore. They don't trust us. We have still a framework of secrecy. We're not open and transparent. We're still fighting, as we have been recently, on the issue of drones and the president for basic information. And so what happens is people disconnect, and they're voting like or dislike 20 times a day. They're watching American Idol, all these things, voting up and down all the time. This idea that once every 2 years we need to capture your attention at a fire station and give you a sticker to vote is, again, antiquated. And so they're going peer-to-peer. They're going to DonorsChoose.org or Kiva.org. They're going to Kickstarter, and they're solving problems more directly without the intermediary of government. And I believe in government. I want active and robust government, but I want government to have a division of labor where the decisions are not folks on the top in these hierarchical positions of formal authority, but are flattened where we can get more voices engaged in the process and co-collaborate in terms of the governing structures.
You mentioned in your book that you interviewed many thinkers about how to get people more interested in government. But do people want to be involved when they don't even vote?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of folks think, you know, they're Thoreau and they can just head off to the mountains and disengage completely from government. But you think about it, Clay Shirky has written a lot about this notion of the submerged state, which is government. You know, I woke up this morning and the alarm clock rang, and it rang because government regulates the utilities out here in California, and it provided the source of power for that alarm clock. I turned on the water to take a shower and realized my local municipality was regulating the quality of that water. I had some eggs for breakfast, and as we're discovering with the sequestration debate, there were people inspecting those sources of those eggs to make sure they're safe, et cetera. And you sort of go through your day. You can't escape the impact government, local, state, and federal government decision-making is having on your life. And so my point is, rather than that happening in isolation, I would like to see that happening in consultation. And I'd like to be more participatory in that submerged state and expose the good things government can do to make our lives better and more effective.
Gavin Newsom is the Lieutenant Governor of California. He's the author of Citizenville. I really enjoyed the description of another one of the thought people, if you would, that you quoted in the book, venture capitalist Mr. Ehrenberg, said about government, "I perceive politicians as operating in some parallel universe."
I mean, come on, think about just the debate we're having, sequestration. What possibly, what does that mean? Who came up with that word? Or this idea of culture, the language we use is so disconnected from the world we are participating in. And I just, you know, you think about the forms government produces. I mean, seriously, think about your neighbor that's doing a project next door and is doing a remodel, and look at the notification. And just, if has anyone ever read those notifications and all the legalese? It's just anathema to when you pick up your iPhone and you look at the packaging that Steve Jobs conceived of, the simplicity of that world versus the complexity of this government and governing world.
So how is that gap bridged between those parallel universes? You discuss five themes of connecting people with government.
Well, it's, you know, it starts with more openness and transparency. And, you know, think about this. You know, in the 1980s, the government released the kind of data that I'm arguing needs to be released today by providing access to satellites, government-funded satellites, where all that information was locked in the vaults of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. It wasn't used for really any public purpose unless it was prescribed as a public purpose by federal agencies. When that was opened up, folks took that GPS technology and put it in our cars, put it on our smartphones. They took that information and they created opportunities around the weather channels and AccuWeather. All these things were created, all these jobs, this ingenuity, new connections were formed using that data. And so what I'm arguing for is a similar framework. But not just with, again, that one agency, but our Recreation and Parks Department, our Department of Building Inspection, our City Hall, that treasure trove of data. That's the core principle, transparency and openness, bringing data out there, getting the third party, the public, citizens, to use it, mash it up, engage in solving problems directly, not just through the conduit of government. These are the new principles that I think are forming this new punctuation part in our history as the industrial age is running out of steam.
This innovation, I assume it doesn't have to be just about the big issues, solving the national debt crisis or the future of Medicare. You bring up some seemingly, I don't want to say small, but potentially very impactful changes.
They're basic, simple things, and you're absolutely right. This is not just about these massive challenges. This is about our daily lives, and that's why I really think, you know, local government, if we love to, you know, the whole idea, we love to hate our Congress and, you know, state folks, but we tend to, despite our passions, tend to be a little more respectful to local government because proximity conforms some legitimacy, and we see the good and the bad of local decision-making, and I just think we need to flip a lot of these things on their head and really get back to this notion of that iterative good cause, bad cause response and effect of local governing, and talk about stop signs and potholes again and graffiti, the things that drive most of our passions day in and day out.
Can we get back to a government of the people, for the people, and by the people?
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Lincoln. The whole idea of and for and by, we must. And, you know, interestingly, you know, I found myself going back to the founding fathers with this book, and, you know, it's rather enlivening from my perspective, this notion of individual liberty, a little bit more of a self-governance that Jefferson spoke of, that the spirit of Ben Franklin and the volunteer fire department and libraries and all that was spawned. And again, government as a platform, not necessarily solving every problem, not the application, but the platform, convener, a curator, the ability to connect people to causes larger than themselves. That's a robust and smart government that I hope we can ultimately advance.
Gavin Newsom is the Lieutenant Governor of California. Prior to that, he was Mayor of San Francisco, and he is the author of Citizenville, How to Take the Town Square Digital and Reinvent Government. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
My honor. Thanks for having me on.